Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all the other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 people who were killed when the tower at Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will perish as they did." And he told them this parable. "There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard, and when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, 'For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?' He said to him in reply, 'Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Father Andrew. I'd like to introduce Father Andrew Boyd, who is the associate pastor, the curate, the vicar, at in Meadville, working with Father Jeffrey. It's a pleasure to have you here. And Father was just giving our kids a retreat earlier this morning, so I hope they paid attention and that they got a lot out of it. Today, our Lord is speaking to us in a very serious way. He wants us to keep a good Lent. He wants us to grow in faith, hope, and charity. He wants us to grow through fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. And we hear in all three readings cautions and warnings. And sometimes we don't like to hear cautions and warnings because they seem to strike at our very heart. We feel as though we are inadequate, and sometimes we feel like giving up, that we are not making progress in the spiritual life, that we are not like the saints, that we are not following the Lord to the best of our ability. But the Lord is kind and merciful, as it says in our psalm today. The Lord calls us. The Lord blesses us, and the Lord will keep us. But we have to work at following him. We have to work at doing what he asks us to do, and especially we have to listen to his voice. Paul today in the letter to the Corinthians said of our forefathers, the people that came out of Egypt, all ate the same spiritual food, all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from a spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Yet God was not pleased with most of them, for they were struck down in the desert. Of all the people that left Egypt, how many of them came into the Holy Land, the land of promise, at the end of the 40 years? None. Not one. Their children, perhaps. Their grandchildren, of course. That's a warning to us that we sometimes, like our forefathers and foremothers, resist the will of God and argue and grumble, as at Meribah and Massa. But Paul goes on and says, "These things happened as examples for us so that we might not desire evil things as they did. Do not grumble as some of them did and suffer death by the destroyer." We hear a lot in our society of things that are just not right, things that are just nonsensical, nonsensical, things that really gripe us. And nonetheless, or but nonetheless, the Lord is asking us in this place, in this time, to do his work in the world. He never has said he doesn't love this world. In fact, we know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to the end that all who believe in him might have everlasting life. The good news, for God loved this world so much that he decided to save it through Jesus. In the desert, before the Exodus, Moses, well, he's not in the desert. He wouldn't be tending his flock in the desert. Leading the flock across the desert, he comes to Horeb, the mount of the Lord. And an angel there appears to him in a flaming bush, and Moses wants to get closer. But God says, don't come closer. You cannot stand on holy ground. Take off your shoes. Be cautious. Be aware that I am the Lord your God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He warns Moses, no one can see the divine and live. He is that tremendous. But he says, know that I have heard your suffering. I've heard the pleas of the slaves in Egypt. I have heard them, and I will come and rescue them. I know well your sufferings. God shows himself as a merciful God, a God who intends to save us. And then Moses asks him the question, who shall I tell the people you are? And he says, I am who am. That is, he is being. He is the source of all that is. He is the only reality. All else is less. All else is small. But he says, I am who am. That is, don't you worry about who I am. You cannot comprehend me, but just know I am with you. This is my name forever. Thus I am to be remembered through all generations. Today, we hear a story that Jesus has been told about some Galileans whose blood Pilate mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. We hear today of people dying in temples. We have all across France churches being blown up. We have people attacking synagogues and mosques. What is it that they are resisting? They are resisting anything religious, anything that has to do with God, anything that God could help them with. So, do you think that these people suffered because they were greater sinners than the rest of us? No, as Jesus said, no. But what does he say? He says, but I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. He speaks to us as much as he spoke to the people around him then. And he gives us another parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit but found none, he said to the gardener, for 3 years now I have come in search of fruit but have found none. So cut it down. Cut it down. Cut down that which is worthless. That is what a lot of times we think God would do with us, because we feel worthless. We feel as though we haven't made the spiritual progress that we need to. And we feel as though we might as well give up. Why exhaust it? Why should it exhaust the soil? But then there is the voice that comes to us Sir, leave it for this year also. Lord, leave me this year also, and I will cultivate the ground around it. I will cultivate my spirit. I will enrich it and fertilize it so that it may bear fruit, so that I may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down. The Lord is calling to us this Lent to have conversions of hearts. The Lord is asking us to turn around and become the best men and the best women that we can possibly be. He calls us out of this world into the kingdom of his glory. He calls us to this holy sacrifice of the Mass today to come up Sinai, to be at one with him as he gives his law, to be at one with him as he preaches to the crowds up the mountain, to be with him as he sits in that upper room giving his body and blood, to climb Calvary with him, and to stand at the Mount of Transfiguration. He secures justice, love, and peace. He takes us out of the world into his heavenly kingdom, even this day, as we receive his most precious body and blood. Repent, says the Lord, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.